You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back to the Simple Truth. We're continuing on talking about how the Sabbath was changed from Saturday to Sunday illegally and against God's word. So let's pick it up where we left off. You know, Paul warned us that after his death, that people or men would rise up speaking perverse things to draw away disciples from Jesus and God into doing things that violate what the Bible tells us. We can read about that in Acts chapter 20, verse 28. It says, "Therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased in his own blood." So here, it's telling the leaders that they should not only themselves, but also the flock that they needed to shepherd over them, they needed to protect them, because Jesus died for them. Verse 29 tells us, "For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock." So the wolves come in, they deceive the people, they pretend like they're holy and righteous men, they pretend like they are true believers of Jesus, and they have deception, satanic deception, evil intentions. And think about it. What does Satan want? Satan wants us to violate what God says. That's the bottom line. Sin. Violate what God says. Don't do what he says. Verse 30 tells us, "Also from among yourselves men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves." Oh, if that's not the story of what happens with these church organizations. Men rise up from among them and draw away people to follow them. They say perverse things. They teach lies. You know, good, well-intentioned, meaning people are deceived by these lies. Verse 31. "Therefore watch and remember that for 3 years I did not cease to warn everyone night and day with tears." So Paul spent 3 years with them telling them that men were going to rise up, they were going to speak perverse things. What's a perverse thing? Violate the fourth commandment. You know, these church leaders today are very much like the church leaders of Paul's time. They have a following. People say, "Oh, my pastor, he's so wonderful. Oh, he's so great. Oh, they follow a man that's idolatry." Instead of following God and doing what God says, they follow a man. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.